You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
She is Chimay Lee Award-winning cookbook author.
Well, I'm pleased to say my favourite gin is Singapore's first truly made in Singapore gin, Brass Lion Distillery. Small production, well-crafted, especially one that makes a reference to our Singaporean flavours. Jamie, she's the owner. She's a single-minded, hardworking, capable gin crafter. And it's made in Pasir Panjang. So West Coast has interesting things happening if you know how to look.
And to be Singaporean and decide, yeah, I think I'm going to make a gin, is quite a huge step, right?
It's a big dream, and yeah, it's a long path getting to that point of fruition. And of course, I'm also a food crafter, a small producer.
Yeah.
So is she. And, you know, we do a lot of things ourselves.
Yeah.
I know she hand labels every jar.
Wow.
And so do I.
Yes.
So the product is an embodiment of the journey that we've been through. We got to know each other because Brass Lion's Distillery is two blocks from my office.
We're like neighbors.
Yeah.
So to my understanding, gin is basically produced from distilling fermented grain, and then they add botanicals like juniper berries, I know is one of the predominant flavors, but you can add herbs, spices, lemon peel, and different gins have a different taste depending on what you flavor it with. So what sets Brass Lion Gin Distillery apart?
They have three types of gin. The first one is the Singapore dry gin, and basically is the expression of all our herbs and spices. Jamie went to Tekka Market and then brought spice that she likes, went to a master crafter, and they came up with a gin with the right profile, one that tastes good but has embedded in it all of the spice that you find in our wet market. So it tells the story of Singapore. Botanicals with Asian flavours such as torch ginger flower, citrusy lemongrass. And to me, it really is quintessentially Singaporean. As a Peranakan, my favourite is the butterfly pea gin. It's got blue pea flower and lavender. I served it just at Chinese New Year to my family. They loved it. It's a deep, rich indigo. And what I love is calamansi lime, because that's also a reference to our Peranakan flavours.
Yeah.
So you add a squeeze of calamansi and the indigo will turn into a lilac shade.
Wow.
It's yummy. Nothing like a nice blue pea flower gin and tonic that's really made in Singapore to go with my Peranakan food. That's a personal thing. They also have a third gin called pahit, means bitter in Malay. Like the kind of Negroni style of flavour, which has got that pleasant bitter taste.
Yeah.
Orangey reddish. I like to serve that with some orange zest. It's a little more acquired, but it's a very interesting gin. I think it's more assertive.
So how can we purchase it? I mean,
best thing is actually go to the distillery, because then you get the full experience. And there's R&D lab, there's a retail space, herb garden, and there's tasting rooms. You can walk in, you can buy the gin there.
Wow.
Upstairs is the bar, bespoke, customized, G&Ts made for you. But most of all, you get to see the huge copper pot. It weighed a ton. I know Jamie had to reinforce the concrete ground. Oh. It's an old conservation building.
Right.
And so it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great day out.
So there are two things you can do. You can go for a distillery tour. And then another one is a gin masterclass. So they have a gin school. So that's the next level. It's more elaborate, more advanced.
Yes.
I know they also run private classes, or you want a corporate van. It's like a different thing to do.
Just visit their website. It's brasslyondistillery.com. Bookings, etc., etc., you can find over there.
Singapore's first standalone micro distillery.
Please tell me, where is Brass Lion Distillery?
It is on 40 Alexandra Terrace, just a little off Pasir Panjang Road.
For more delicious details, check out Gold905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Listen app. Chimay Lee is a food consultant and award-winning cookbook author and the founder owner of Chimay Singapore Fine Food. For delicious sauces, snacks and products, visit chimay.com.
Gold905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.